It's Poncho in the Morning with Cassie.
I was going to say welcome back, Cassie, but...
No, you're welcome back. You know what? You're never allowed to take another day off ever again.
Well,
now I know how you feel when I'm gone.
I got news for you here in about a week and a half.
Is that it? Oh.
All I took was one day.
I know, but...
All I took was one day.
It's so much different not having someone else to chat with in the morning. I mean, obviously, we're chatting to all of our listeners out there, but it was a little lonely in here yesterday.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I was alone all weekend as well.
But for good reason.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had went on a little bike trip, had a couple of people bail on me. And on Friday the 13th, of course, but I'll tell you, it turned out to be, I kid you not, even though it was for about 30, 36 hours, one of the best bike trips I've ever been on.
Are we going to talk about some of the highlights a little later?
Yeah, we will, I guess. Maybe.
Maybe, possibly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ed, for coming back and, you know, putting a smile on my face this morning.
Thanks for the coffee. Timmy's has different cups in promotion of Camp Day that's happening next week.
Oh, it's June 1st this year.
So one week tomorrow, of course, raising money for kids who can go to camp that wouldn't have a chance to do so otherwise. Have you been to camp? Have you got, whether it was Bible camp or Cub Scout camp or Brownie camp or juvenile delinquent camp?
I was always too scared to go away for camp. The only camp I did was the day camp, like where you still got to go home later. So I think it was actually a Bible camp I went to way back when.
Music band, of course, band camp. What were you afraid of? Bears and mosquitoes and
wood ticks? I didn't want to be away from home. I was a homebody.
And oh, homesick.
Yeah, no, I was very scared. And I mean, we had a cabin where a lot of people went to camp, so I used to see all my friends at the beach, but then I would go home with my parents.
All right. But that's what you were for, the whole homesick thing?
Oh, yeah.
That was only last year.
Poncho in the Morning with Cassie on Rock 105.3.
You were itchy yesterday?
Yeah, are you itchy today?
My back is super itchy today, and I can't reach it. So I either got really short arms or I got a really fat belly. It's just I'm built a little wrong. Right in the middle of my back, too. So I'm thinking I got some more body hair coming on in. Maybe that's why you're itchy. Maybe you had some excess body hair starting to pop up from the...
I'm pretty sure it's from, you know, the sun and heat rash and dry skin and everything else on top of it. I'm not as bad today. I've been putting lots of lotion on. And when I was out at the spray parks yesterday, I made sure to have lots of sunscreen on as well.
I like it that they opened the spray parks a couple of weeks early because of
a couple of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, not all of them because of the, well, usually warmer than normal temperatures. We were supposed to have a chance of rain and then definite rain tomorrow. Not in the case. They're going to hold off on that until May long weekend.
No, the rain starts tomorrow.
Oh, does it? Oh, yeah. Okay.
And there is a risk with thunderstorm this afternoon.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. You just didn't read the... It shows sun on the icon, but then it says risk of a thunderstorm, probably because it's going to be so hot.
I'm not too good with the words. I like the pictures. That's why Kiddo and I were at the library. I'm like, no, kid, that has words. Picture book section is over here. She's a huge fan of Dr. Seuss. Did you read Dr. Seuss when you were one of my favorite authors? Because we were talking, was it last week? It was National Limerick Day or something. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Seuss, a master at the rhythm of the words, just not rhyming words, but you know, and so.
I don't think I think every kid has read Dr. Seuss at some point anyway.
Yeah. And the Charlie Brown Encyclopedia, whatever. If you have one of those, let me know. I'd be interested in.
Like, it's actually called the Charlie Brown Encyclopedia?
Yeah, I had volumes 1 through 14.
No, I didn't have that.
Yeah, it was really, that's what got me into the whole World Encyclopedia and then Britannica Encyclopedia. This is how much of a nerd I am. I would fall asleep reading volumes of the encyclopedia.
You know what? With all of your ponchoisms, you probably could have your own encyclopedia. Then people could actually understand you.
Yeah, you still wouldn't be. I might be able to understand myself. You wouldn't be able to buy anything of the, you know, what spews forth from this noodle noggin.
Say what?
But that's what happens when you go really hard on yourself for a couple of decades.
High of 28 today, by the way.
Oh yeah, right. Weather.
Poncho in the Morning with Cassie on Rock 105.3.
As we present Travis Pastrana's Nitro Circus, going to be at the X Grounds a little bit later. Basically, a whole lot of daredevils on things that go really, really, really fast. Meaning that you don't have to risk yourself. You don't have to risk life and limb. Let these guys do it. This is famous worldwide.
More details at rock1053.ca. However, you can be there for free right now. Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Nick.
All right, Nick. Things are going to get a little weird. What's in my pants? Have you played What's in My Pants before? See, even saying that just sounds wrong, you know, Nick?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to give you three clues. They sound absolutely filthy. They sound like something that you would find above that suspended ceiling where you keep your porn stash, okay?
Okay.
All right, that said, the answer is G-rated. And it's always weird when a dude has to guess what's in another dude's pants. Good luck to you, Nick. Pulling my knob gets my balls off. See, this is what I'm talking about, right? You use me to score in bars. Banging me too hard turns me off. Nick, what is in my pants?
Pinball machine.
Holy crap, man.
Right on. Woo.
Well done. I got some big pants this morning. I had a pinball machine in there.
Put that in there.
Wow, well done. Were you a pinball machine kind of guy?
A little bit, yeah.
I'm still looking for a pinball machine called Medieval Madness. It was one of my favorites. Hey, so I have a winner sheet here, and I'm going to write your name down on it. And if you can stick around, I got to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Oh, thank you, by the way. I'm happy that I only had to read those clues once. However, we will do it all over again tomorrow.
Find you in the morning with Cassie.
Yes! On Rock 105.3.
Been a while since we've done this.
You don't need a cabinet full of cleaners. No more squishing and squashing. Or flipping and flopping.
It's Bonjo in the Morning's infomercial update.
I can't live without it. I just love it.
Watch this.
Hey, so taking the crazy and crazy cat lady to all new levels. Actually, take the word crazy. Give it like a 32 size font. Bold it. Italicize it. Underscore it. Underline it. Maybe the Times New Roman or the Ariel Blackman. Here's what you got. You can't buy it yet, so hang on, all you cat lovers, but there is a Kickstarter campaign underway. It's called the Licky Brush. Ready for this? It's a tongue-shaped cat brush that you stick over your tongue, and you use it to lick your cat. I'm not making this up. You can actually, it's we have it on our Facebook page. You'll have to scroll down a little bit. So just because if you have a cat, they're licking themselves all the time. So now cat lovers want to do the same. And so they've made a prosthetic cat tongue. No idea on the price. Here's my, if you actually have the urge to lick your cat, whether it's with your tongue or somebody else's or a fake one, maybe invest in therapy. Just throwing that out there. How can somebody make that? You know what they need to make. Forget the cat tongue here for a bit. You know what they need to make? A self-cooling beer. It would work like this, because how many times have you grabbed a six-pack or an eight-pack? Room temperature beer, you forget to cool it off in time, and now you're stuck with 22 Celsius old Vienna. So there would be like a little switch, a little battery attached to every beer. And so when you want, you flick the switch, the beer cools off regardless of where you are. 15 minutes later, you got a cold one. See, that is a Kickstarter campaign that I would support.
It's Poncho in the Morning with Cassie. Weekdays 5:30 to 11 on the half.